I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. As Hartford schools continue a decades-long desegregation effort, many new schools have popped up in and around the city, but while some are built to encourage integration, others, mostly charter schools, are created simply to meet the need of Hartford families who remain frustrated with the entire system. Tyquil Gibson's 12-year-old daughter wasn't being challenged in Hartford public schools, so she sent her to Bloomfield through the Open Choice Program. It's a state-funded system that allows Hartford students to attend schools in one of 26 surrounding towns. She says her daughter's now being challenged academically, but there's also a complicated cultural challenge, one that happens when the school community doesn't look like or understand a student's home community. When it comes to teachers,
I do believe that if they come from our area or where we come from, which sounds so cliche, where we come from, but I totally understand it. Because as a village, you've known my baby from a baby. And that familiarity helps them understand, oh, you know where I'm coming from.
Gibson says she'd like to bring her child back to Hartford if the schools were better. This is where people like Tim Goodwin are looking to step in. For the last year, Goodwin and his team have been designing the Community First School. He's a former teacher and principal, and he says much of the school's design came from a listening tour he did around Hartford's North End. It's an area with high poverty. He recognizes the benefits of an integrated school, but he says the North End simply needs a better option for parents who want their kid to go to a school in their neighborhood.
The parents know their children best, not the district, not some theme from some other part of the country. So our goal is to listen to the parents and give them voice, give the students voice, and then build up from there.
Community First expects to apply for its charter this year and open next school year if it's approved by the state. David DeRoche, WNPR News.